There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour here. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us on whatever happens to be on your mind. 855-453 is the toll-free number coming up. A high-end call girl. Mark, you've got a story about, I guess a personal story from a high-end call girl. Talking about
that's
her business.
That's correct, I do.
So we'll talk about that. But first, we are going to continue the discussion we started in the last hour with Johnson, who had brought in a story that we just kind of barely scratched the surface of, and then ended up taking phone calls about whatever, because you can call in about anything you like at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. But the story that Johnson was sharing with us was about hate speech and also so-called hate crimes. Now, in the United States, there is such a thing as a hate crime. I firmly disagree with the idea of such a thing. To me, if you're committing a violent crime against somebody, there's probably hate in your heart, whether or not you openly say something about how you don't right. like gay people or you don't like women or whatever, you don't like brunettes, whatever it is that you say before you commit the crime should not have any bearing on the punishment. And that's kind of one of the things we briefly talked about in the last hour. But the statistics we haven't yet gotten into, Johnson, you've got the story
ready
from YouGov.com about Americans and shifting beliefs about these things and whether or not hate speech should be a crime.
Well, YouGov's latest research shows that many Americans support making it a criminal offense to make public statements which would stir up hatred against particular groups of people. Americans narrowly support, 41%, rather than oppose, 37%, criminalizing hate speech.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, so it's not a majority, but enough people in a plurality of the poll supported this. That's scary.
Clinton was elected with about the same percentage.
Mm. And that statistic, though, conceals a partisan divide. Most Democrats, 51%, support criminalizing hate speech.
Wow.
With only 26% opposed. And amongst independents, that's 41 to 35%. And Republicans, it's 47 to 37%.
Huh. So independents, the least likely to support this, while Democrats and Republicans, a significant amount of them, are on board with criminalizing hate speech.
Right. And those other two groups, it says they tend to oppose making it illegal to stir up hatred against particular groups. So...
okay. It's
apparently.
Wait, so what was the last thing you said there?
Apparently, well, this is weird. I'm not sure this is phrased strangely because it says most Democrats, 51%, support criminalizing hate speech.
Okay.
With only 26% opposed. And then the way this is phrased, it says independents, 41 to 35%, and Republicans, 47 to 37%, tend to oppose making it illegal to stir up hatred against particular groups. So it seems
the 41
and the 30, yeah, I think the 41 and the 47 in those groups are actually the opposition.
I see.
Whereas it's a complete flip amongst Democrats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate. You would hope that people across the board would understand how important freedom of speech is, and that freedom of speech is meant to protect unpopular speech, and some of the most unpopular of speech is hateful speech, speech that is mean, speech that derides, speech that tries to take somebody down a notch. But ultimately, it's just words, and people, yeah, if you're offended by it, speak out against it. That's the way to solve this. If you've got a problem with what somebody's saying, the best thing you can do is to speak also, not to demand some man with a gun show up and then take that person into a cage. Now you're paying, money to keep somebody who said something you don't like into a cage. But there's so many people who have opinions that are negative about other people. It's good to express these things.
So there's more breakdown in the statistics here. So they go on to say the support for banning hate speech is particularly strong amongst racial minorities. 62% of black Americans and 50% of Hispanics support criminalizing comments which would stir up hatred. White Americans oppose a ban on hate speech 43 to 36%.
I wonder once – because, okay, so – This my standing premise is that everybody has a certain amount of sort of racial bigotry in their hearts, right? Like they, you know, this is just kind of how we're socialized, and it's easy for us to kind of look at people and try to make assessments based on the way they look. Usually, sometimes these assessments are right, and sometimes they're wrong, right? And so this does not exclude racial minorities. Racial minorities, this is true for, too.
Well, now, there's racist blacks, there's racist whites, there's
indeed.
Racist everybody.
So, you know, when somebody who responds to this poll in the positive says, I don't like people calling me racial slurs, mm-hmm. may very well find themselves at the end of the Johnny Law's gun because they've used a racial slur. Wait a second, not me. You can't come after me. Well, sure enough, you can. That's the problem with these laws.
It. Right. Somebody's going to turn it against you at some point.
Quickly.
And, right, at the beginning of whatever this would be, because we don't know what this would look like, right, if somebody wrote up some legislation to criminalize hate speech, when that happens, it will, you know, if it passes, it'll start at some point, and it will get worse.
Right. It'll expand.
Right. It'll become more oppressive. The enforcement of it will become something you never truly envisioned. They will start arresting people for the most ridiculous
thing. You said the word retarded. That's ableist.
Yep. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that'll happen. Now, look, if that's offensive to you, then speak out. Write a blog post. Get on the radio. Call in. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Have a discussion about it. I don't like it when people say mean things about me or my friends, my loved ones, the people that I care about. I don't like it when people tell lies. There's a hate group in town here that is constantly telling lies about the activists here in Keene. It's frustrating, but getting violent isn't going to make that situation any better. Sicking men with guns on those people isn't going to make them appreciate me anymore. The solution of make it illegal if you don't like it is not something that solves problems in the long run. And I don't even think it will solve them in the short run.
Well, this goes on to say, when it comes to crimes motivated by hatred, most Americans do back the current federal hate crime laws, including the expanded definition of hate crime passed in 2009. 56% of Americans back the federal law mandating tougher penalties for crimes motivated by race, religion, or gender, and 51% support expanding to include sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability.
Democrats. Oh, we're sorry. Your assailant was the same skin color as you and the same gender as you, so therefore he won't be punished as severely as an assailant who might have a different hair color or gender and who might have said something mean to you beforehand. I mean, this is so insulting to me, the idea of a hate crime. It's insulting to the victims of those crimes who didn't necessarily, you know, that person might not have known what the opinion was of the person who stabbed them to death.
Right. So they break this down. 68% of Democrats tend to be much more supportive of the law than either independents or Republicans. Again,
we're talking about hate crimes now.
Yeah, okay. The hate crime legislation. So 68% support expanding hate crime legislation. 38 to 39% of Republicans
support.
Support, okay. But they're split over the expanded definition of hate crime. While independents tend to support 46% rather than opposed 28%. And the question that they asked is, do you support or oppose the federal law which expands existing United States federal hate crime law to apply to crimes motivated by a victim's actual or perceived gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability?
So isn't this just politics? I mean, really, since the creation of these hate crime things, isn't this just a political football, meaning that crime hasn't really gone down because of this.
It's not really fixing crime. Also,
and hatred hasn't gone away either.
It certainly hasn't done that.
So, isn't it only benefiting politicians who get out there and say, I was the sponsor of the hate crime legislation?
Well, there's also the prosecutors that are able to find a particularly high-profile case and then go after somebody and, you know, use the hate crime law in that way and sort of, pound the drum for diversity or whatever it is, that's out there.
All right, Jonathan, was there more that is interesting? Because I feel like we've kind of hit the...
That was the end of the article, so we hit it.
What do you think? I mean, you kind of were just churning through it. What's your opinion?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I don't agree with expanded hate speech laws. I mean, I think that it's...
expanding hate crimes. Hate speech laws don't yet exist.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Not in the United States.
I just feel like a crime is a crime. I mean, I don't think it, you know, if it's hateful, it's hateful. It doesn't really matter. I don't think the color of someone's skin or the race or religion or any of that stuff. It's just hate is hate, you know. It doesn't seem to matter to me if what the symbolism or additional nonsense is behind any particular crime.
Your thoughts are welcome here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, a prostitute.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. And you can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, a high-end call girl talks about her business, clients, that kind of thing. Mark, you've got that story. Also, want to let you know about protecting yourself online. Not just protecting yourself with call girls, but online as well, because there's some nasty stuff out there, including criminals trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets and your internet service provider, logging every website you visit, maybe even selling that information to other companies, giving it away to the government. You can stop that invasion of your privacy by using ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and you can go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can start out and try it out for free. You don't get global access for free. You only get access to one of their servers. But once you're ready to upgrade to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, the ability to privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, you'll want to use our discount code, which is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50, as in 50% off the price of the annual account, which breaks the price down to about $5 a month, and it locks in your savings for the lifetime of the account. So when you're ready to renew for your second year, you'll get the same great deal by using code FTL50 over at proxpn.com/FTL. ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online habits. Plus, you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts, whether it's about so-called hate speech or hate crimes. Want to talk to you about anything that's on your mind. We've got Dan in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Dan. Go ahead.
Hi. So I'm a podcast listener, and I've been listening to the podcast for over 10 years, and I love the show. Mark, you probably remember me. I once tried to do an internship with you, and I can't thank you enough for you trying to help me, and it worked
out great. Matt Woody?
Yes. You weren't supposed to get my real name, but okay, whatever.
Mark.
I didn't think that was your real name.
It is my real name.
Okay. It sounds made up.
It is. Well, Dan is, but whatever. So, right. Like I said, I've been listening for you guys, and I know you too. I would stand behind you. I'm obviously black. I would stand behind you guys. I know you're not racist, and if anybody ever says you were, give them my name and number. I'll stand up for you guys. I've dealt with you guys for years. That okay. being said, Chris Cantwell, I must admit, on days he was on the show, I would literally turn off, like, I'm not listening to this episode. And I'll tell you why. Because I have found a lot of his statements to be problematic. Things he said in the past, things he said like he only knew one black guy, and the black guy he knew stole a purse or something like that. And I'm like,
He's never said anything like that.
If he said it on his own show. I don't think he said it here, but I know he dated a black girl.
Yeah, he dated a black lady, and he lived in New York City. I mean, he was around. He sold drugs. I mean, he was around a lot of people of all kinds of different varieties.
And then he said black people only live in bad neighborhoods, and I'm just like, just a lot of things he said were problematic. So
okay.
And trust me, I know a lot of racists. Your mind thinks one way, your lower regions think another way. I know a lot of people who don't like guys who don't like black people, but will date a black woman. It has absolutely nothing to do with apples and oranges. So I understand. But like I said, I found a lot of his statements to be problematic. So
okay.
If it was a one-off thing and the thing he said, and here's another
See,
thing.
Now what I would have liked, Matt or Dan or whatever we're calling you tonight, what I would have liked is rather than you turning it off, I would have rather you called in to call him out. That I think would.
Well, how are you going to do it? I mean, if somebody says
you pick up the phone,
I understand how one dials the phone. Don't talk to me, you like that, you sophomore. The fact is, how are you going to do it when you just have a feeling about how somebody might react in a given situation? How are you going to say, you know what? I've heard a few racists in my time, Cantwell, and you sound like a racist. How do you do that?
Well,
you can't
call him out just like he's calling him out right now, except he's not on the show.
He's got more ammunition
now.
He's
giving examples of things Chris has said, so you would call in to call him out and see if what he's said was what he really what you heard was what he was intending to say, and if there wasn't a miscommunication, rather than just turning it off. But you know, that's what happens, is people don't like what they don't like and they go away. So thanks for still being out there.
I've got a question. What do you think about black folk granting white permission to their white friends to use the N-word?
Oh, here's the thing. I have a lot of white friends. I live in the Bay Area. I have a lot of white friends. I have to because there's no, a lot of black people out here. Black friends, Asian friends,
you know, in,
whatever.
In the opposing situation, I'd have to say, I'm glad you have friends.
Here's the thing. It's all about context, like Eminem the rapper. Eminem the rapper, he said it all. I would still listen to Eminem if he said it because you know why?
He's talented.
He's talented. And it's what's in his heart. My white friends, I don't. If they're saying it to me, like here's what I would prefer: that they didn't say it in public because someone who's not doesn't know either one of us
right.
can maybe take it the wrong way. But we're in my private house, and I know where his heart is. Yeah, whatever. Say it all you want. You know, because I know where your heart is. I know you.
But right.
People don't know Chris Cantwell. People don't know you, so they don't know when they just hear you a one-off saying it. They don't know. So they have to assume the worst. So,
and that's one thing about the word is people certainly assume the worst with it. It's a little story from my life. I was going out to a movie with my friend Julian, who is black.
He's a mulatto, isn't he?
Well, we don't use that term anymore.
What's the term you want to use?
Matt, what do you think about the term mulatto?
Please don't use that word. Just say mixed. He's a mixed race.
Okay.
Mixed. Okay. Yeah. And
not but, Oreo or anything.
I didn't know that was offensive.
Use Oreo. Use zebra before you use mulatto.
Okay. I didn't know that is offensive. What's the history of this word and why is it so offensive?
It's just old, like colored is. I mean, like.
But doesn't it specifically mean mixed between black and white?
Specifically that.
To say mixed
if you happen to know their
mixed.
If you happen to know their race, you can say quadroon or octoon, but you're still going to sound like just as much of an old bigot.
So not like mochaccino latte.
So, I was out with my friend Julian. We'll call him that for the sake of the conversation. And this guy comes up that either knew, was acting like he knew him. This black guy comes up, acts like he knows him, and that sort of thing. I think he might have been asking for a cigarette or money, or I'm not exactly sure what he was. But he used the my N-word. And I just became so enraged hearing this. It's like, you don't get to say this to my friend. This doesn't happen. And, so, I mean, like, out in public, I don't like it either.
Yeah, it depends on where you are. Here's another thing is that I am so interested in coming out there and joining the Free State Project. I really am. But here's the thing is I think that there are a lot of people, when I get there, I'm not only going to have to fight the government and the status, but I also have to deal with the racists. And I don't want to deal with that. And so
I don't blame you.
You know, that's one of the things that, I live out here in California, and it's ridiculous. I hate the government. The only thing we have over you guys is weed. That's all we got. And that, to me, once you guys have that, I'm moving.
Now, wait a minute. You said there's a lot of white people there in the Bay Area? I mean, do you experience racism there, too?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So what would the difference be, then, I guess? Because, I mean, there was a guy who moved here who was mixed, and he also...
Thank you. Thank God.
He also... hang on a sec, Dan, or what are we calling you tonight at this point?
Whatever you want, it's out now.
All right, Dan, hang on. Well, I'll just go with Dan. That's what's on my call screening software. So hang on, Dan. We'll come back to you here in a moment. So he has experienced somebody being rude to him because of his race.
But he also experienced a great deal of love from the community.
That's absolutely true. I'm not talking about within the community. I'm talking about, like, strangers on the streets. On the way, this is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now. Through Memorial Day, all Katie Armor is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armor's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on our site if you like what we're doing. You can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can buy whatever it is you're looking for. Maybe you want to get a copy of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD. You can do that through shop.freetalklive.com and order whatever you want because it's Amazon. Amazon US, Canada, and UK. You just go into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live benefits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We're going back to Dan. He is in California, and in case you know our listeners just tuning in, Dan has revealed he is a black guy. He had some opinions about Chris Cantwell being on the show, felt as though he might have been a little bit racist, and I still think, Dan, it would be interesting to have you call Chris, even though he's not on our show at this time. He has been indefinitely suspended from Free Talk Live, but you know he's still doing his show. I think that would be an interesting conversation to have, because I personally don't believe that he is racist. I don't want to believe that he's racist, because I find him to be a likable person who seems to be a genuinely, I think, on a personal level, a good guy. But anyway, that's just kind of how I feel about that.
I think, and like you were saying, it's unfortunate that he's not there, because he makes great arguments. Don't get me wrong. He was a great advocate for freedom, and I really respect him on some of his opinions. But here's the problem, and it happens for black people so many times in life, is that we And that's why on my Facebook meme, I don't even put my picture there. Because as soon as I get into argument with someone, they see I'm black, the first thing that comes out of their mouth when they have nothing else is race. And I'm like, I just don't want... I wish race was no longer an issue. I wish it was, but it's not me who's bringing it up. It's others who let me know, hey, you're a black guy. And I know that. Thank you. It's unfortunate that calling someone sexist is not the equivalent of calling someone the N-word. Okay? Sexist, mm-hmm. I can prove you're sexist by the statements you make. I can't prove, I mean, obviously, like I said, y'all have to explain the rest of that argument, but, you know, I can make an argument for you being sexist, but rape, but the N-word just ends all conversation.
Yeah,
and I
no
just
doubt.
Wish, you know, I really wish he didn't go there, because
me
I'm
too.
Sure some of his points were probably very good, and I will listen to him, but as soon as you say that word, not yep. only for blacks, but for other people, it just shuts the conversation down.
Absolutely. So what we were... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you were probably about to recap, and I was going to remind you to recap that right before the break, that you were telling a story about an activist in the area
appropriately
used the word mixed.
So you said you were concerned, Dan, with moving to New Hampshire. You like the idea of the Free State Project of, you know, moving to New Hampshire and getting together with other liberty-minded people so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. But obviously, New Hampshire is a very white place. It is about as white as it could possibly be, 97% or something ridiculous like that. And the experience that a gentleman who moved here within the last few months had, who is a mixed race person, he said something about, you know, being insulted when he walked into a store or something like that, that there was some instances that he had in like downtown Keene or whatever of people being rude to him because of his the color of his skin,
which seems odd to me. It would seem to me like a place where there were where the groups come into conflict would be the place where racism is, where groups don't come into conflict they wouldn't see as much. That's what my thought process would be, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Well, there was
So when the high school I went to, there were there was certainly a segment of blacks and a segment of whites, and there were problems there. The private school I went to, there was one black kid, and he was a couple of grades below, and everybody thought he was great. You know, hey, look, we got a black guy. Hey, look. You know, that's what it was kind of like. And so, you know,
that's
it might
how
have
I
been,
feel. When I see a black guy, I want to run up and hug him.
Right, it's still racially insensitive.
Thank you for...
hey.
But was hugging someone insensitive.
What Dan says here is he would like to not be reminded that he's black all the time by the white people. And that really is something that one needs to consider.
I have a story. It's kind of amusing because I brought this up to Mark in one of the breaks, is that this, friend of activist who ours, he walked into an office where a bunch of actors are actually working, and he walks in and he's like, I just want you all to know, you can use the N-word around me. You call me the N-word, I don't care. It's like, I know you're not racist, so I don't care. He's like, you can use it around me, and I'm like, what? he just started laughing. He's like, the look on your face right now.
Exactly. I could totally see doing that. But here's, Mark, you're making a great point. Like, I'm a college graduate. I work at a place that's almost all white, and I get in a lot of circles where it's all white, and I understand that. And I'm comfortable with that because in most places in America, I'm the minority. One time in my life, I've been in the majority, and that was when I was in Atlanta, and it was weird to me. I'm like, look at all these black people around here. I'm like, what? And I'm like, I'm black. But I noticed, like, the more mixed it is, the whites who are there, they want to be there. Because if you don't like blacks, you don't hang in a circle where you're gonna send your kid to a private school. You're going to send your kid away from the blacks. So when it's a more mixed, diverse segment, I got a lot of white friends, and I love them all because they love me, and I grew up in a very mixed neighborhood when I was younger. But now that I'm older, like I said, and we have a dot-com rage, it's like blacks have been pushed out by the economy, and I'm like the only black guy in my neighborhood. And, I don't mind that, but everywhere I go, I am reminded, hey, when I walk in my job, I know, hey, like people describe me, customers who come in, they go, oh, who helped you? They go, oh, the black guy helped me.
Well, it's an easy way to describe somebody, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it would be really funny to try to describe you, you know, for somebody to try to describe you and say, you know the guy with the purple shirt on? He's tall. He's got curly hair. Right? Like, that, it just, like, to say the black guy, you in three syllables, bam, I know who the heck you're talking about. So, you know, I mean, it's one of those things.
So, you know, okay, let me insert something else here. There was a guy, I guess, who went to school with one of our co-hosts, previous co-hosts, who went to school in Keene. He's the black guy in that grade, or was the black guy in that grade at that school. And when I talked to him about what it was like being black in this place, he kind of explained that he thought that it was that people in New Hampshire, many of them have never seen a black person except for on television. I mean, that's how bad it can be.
94.2%.
Yeah, that's all of New Hampshire. Like, Cheshire County, New Hampshire is probably like 96 or 97%.
I would say it's higher than that.
I don't know, I think it would be a little weird to not have seen, like, you know, I see black guys around town all the time.
But this is what this guy said.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what the guy told me. Go ahead. Sorry.
When I was in the service, I was in Germany, and we got sent to some way out in the middle of nowhere place, and there was a water slide there. So, like, I was one of thousands, but I was the only black guy in thousands. In Germany, it's like 99.9%. Okay, many of the people who were there had never seen a black guy, and very rarely on TV. And let me tell you the difference between America and Europe. And the girl who called a couple of nights ago from Africa, she was from South Africa. I'm glad she called, but America's racism is completely different from other countries' racism, having lived across the world. But when I was in Germany, it was the most wonderful thing. It's different. I was at the pool, and I came out down the water slide, and I popped my head up because I was underwater. I get up, and there was, like, children of the corn. There were 300 kids surrounding me. And I was like, what's going on here? Yeah. And I was like, what's going on here? And one kid who spoke English walked up to me and said, can I touch your skin? And as soon as I said yes, they swarmed me.
Did they try to get your autograph because they thought you were a basketball player?
No, actually, it's not old man. They thought I was MC Hammer. So that's how. But I loved it because they just didn't know. They hadn't formed an opinion, and I got to be the ambassador for black people. So I was like, yes, let's have a conversation. I'm real, you know? I'm not gonna rob you. I'm just a regular guy, just like you. You know? My skin feels the same, I have hair just well, but it feels almost like yours. We're the same, but I loved it. I can deal with that.
I think it's an interesting conversation. If you want to hang, Dan, if not, I understand. But I got a little bit more here. We'll come back if you want to do that.
I got time.
You got time?
All right, good.
All right, more here in moments. 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scented alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and field work on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences. stories, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a high-end call girl talks about her business, and Mark's got that story. We'll share that with you here in moments. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you, including archives that go back for a bunch of years, like all the way back to 2006. In fact, you can even grab some torrents that'll take you back to the very beginning. All of it over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy freetalklive.com. We've got Dan on the line here with us in California. He was talking about, you know, what it's like to be black, all surrounded by white people everywhere, and, you know, various different sort of experiences in that that place. You're in California, but you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire, and we were, of course, talking about the race makeup up here in New Hampshire. And while I would like everybody to just be human beings, unfortunately, our society hasn't progressed to that point. And there have been people who have experienced racism up here in New Hampshire. But you also said you experienced it down in California, and you're in—is it the San Francisco Bay Area? Is that where you're at?
Yes, San Francisco Bay Area. And the difference is the reason, like, I know wherever I go, there's the opportunity for racism. But here, at least I know there's a community, a small community of you know, African American, blacks, and other nationalities, of course, Mexican, Asian. We have everyone here, and I love it. We're the melting pot of America. And I know there's a community. If I feel I'm being mistreated, I know that there's a community. Like, if I say, hey, I got treated horribly at this restaurant or bar, which has happened before, I may had a group of people go to that restaurant and bar and say, wait a minute, your wait staff treated this person bad because of their race and nationality, and I'll have someone to have my back, basically.
Whereas, well, I think you would have that here because, you know, certainly within the Liberty community, everybody I know doesn't much care for racists. So, I mean, I would certainly back you on something like that. But obviously, as far as the racial breakdown in New Hampshire, it's going to be very, very different from even in San Francisco, where I'm looking at the demographics. San Francisco County has 6% black, and that is way different compared to Cheshire County, New Hampshire, which is like, would you say, Mark, 0.7% or something?
0.7% of
like that?
New Hampshire, right? Granted, staters are black.
Yeah, no, in Cheshire County.
In Cheshire County, yeah. Sorry.
All of
been, yeah. San Francisco's been Jennifer. I always say this word wrong, so I'm not even going to try it. But a lot of the blacks have moved out of San Francisco because of the rents and the property values. They're mm-hmm. more, and you have to go to Oakland, San Jose, Palo Alto. You have to. San Francisco is a very white and Asian town because of the .com. So I'm not even. The Bay Area in itself is a much different demographic than San Francisco is. You have to go to Vallejo, other counties around the Bay Area. But we're still. It's still considered the Bay Area. It's one big city, really. But yeah, it's different. But I want to hear more about this High Five call, girl. You got a number?
You want to hear more about what?
High-priced call girl, maybe if you had a number.
I don't know what where she operates out of, but I hope you'll at least come
She's
up here.
Biz.
I hope you'll at least come up here and check it out. You should come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you get the chance, Dan.
Yes, sir.
And that, of course, is coming up It's coming up in about a month, actually. It's going to be here before you know it. It's the very last week in June. It's an entire week. For our listeners that are unfamiliar, you can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. The porcupine is the mascot for the Free State Project. And it's a great event. It's like a camping fest for a week, and there's, you know, music, there's panel discussions, there's all kinds of things to do, campfires and all kinds of campy things and fun stuff for kids and families. And, you know, there's a rave that I think they throw, a Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. And that's another thing. Derek Jay, of course, our Monday night co-host, is flaming gay, as anybody who's ever heard him knows. And he's been, you know, as will happen in a lot of places, there have been people who've yelled nasty things at him. You know, I think somebody drove by the house the other day and yelled something about, you know, faggot this or whatever, you know, F you. So, you know, that's just unfortunately the reality that we live in. And I hope that doesn't keep people out of New Hampshire, because I can't imagine it's that much worse here than it is in other places, like down in the South or whatever. But I can totally understand why, you know, the percentages would be a kind of a detraction from possibly coming here. Anyway, anything else you want to share tonight, Dan?
No, thank you both. Like I say, I love the show. Over 10 years, you guys, like I say, if anyone should call you, you can have races, you guys give them my number. I'll talk to them for you.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate that. Thank you for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's one of those difficult things where, and I don't know if it's catch-22 is the right word for it, but, you know, or chicken or the egg. I would like to have more diversity in New Hampshire, personally, because I like the culture right. that diversity brings. I like having, you know, the food in New England is generally pretty bland, right? So it's because it's a bunch of white people here, I think. And, you know, let's get some diversity in New Hampshire. But, of course, who's going to be first? Who's going to be, you know, the first person? There have been a few, but who's going to be
beginning? Well, that's one thing that's really awesome about Asians, okay? So they understand they can move into, pretty much any area and open up a Chinese restaurant or an ethnic restaurant,
yep.
and whammo bammo, they got lots of business. They don't mind doing
it.
Yeah, they don't mind doing it. They don't. At least they don't seem to mind doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may have to travel some distance to get back together with family or whatever for events and that kind of thing. But, you know, what I've noticed is Asians, Chinese and Greeks do this. They get out there, they spread out, and they open restaurants, and they become part of their community in whatever way they can. You know, other ethnic groups do other things, and that's. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, these are some of the natures of cultures.
We also have the one Chinese restaurant here in Keene that's run predominantly by white people.
I haven't seen that
Which
one.
There was in Florida. It's the closest one to this place.
Huh, okay. Oh, you mean the front staff,
the people taking orders. But, I mean, you know, that's an issue of sort of language barriers.
I've never seen...
Especially when you're taking telephone orders, it can get very difficult.
Yeah, and that's a smart move on their part. I mean, I've never seen a white person cooking in that restaurant.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. It's just the person running the register and doing deliveries who are white people in that case. So, you know, but it's difficult, right? Like, it can't be a comfortable thing to move into a place where people look different from you, right? And that you feel like you might be discriminated against because of that racial breakdown.
What
can we do to change that?
I was going to make an interesting point here, you know, about the liberty community in general. And I think one of the things that people need to realize is that, you know, racism and sexism and any form of bigotry against people's sexual orientation or any of that stuff, all of that is, they're essentially extreme forms of collectivism, which are all essentially the polar opposite to a philosophy of liberty.
Well, their unfamiliarity is at play there too. So I've seen things on the internet where people are talking about, don't bother the Korean people about being Korean. Don't ask questions that sound racially insensitive. What Dan was saying there is he went to Germany. He's black. He let the German kids touch him and feel his hair and stuff like that. People need familiarity. Oftentimes people want to ask me questions about prison. Mm-hmm. I don't run around telling people about the worst thing about my, you know, sort of past, in the same way that I don't bring them in the bathroom stall and show them my poop, because I don't believe you show these things. However, if somebody has a question about prison, I answer it as thoroughly as I can from my point of view so that they can become familiar with, look, I represent, to some extent, whether I like it or not, I represent ex-cons to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I can choose to represent ex-cons well, or I can choose to represent them poorly, or I can choose to be surly and try to not represent them at all. And what I choose to do is that I think I'm better, I'm making the world a better place if I can just sort of show, look, people, somebody can go to prison and they can get out and, you know, you can be safe having your children around them and, you know, a variety of other things. And for people to be surly about it, look, I get that it must be difficult if somebody approaches you all the time about one particular issue. I get it. But at the same time, you need to consider that, I mean, you know, it's just familiarity. As people become more familiar, and not everybody is that great in social situations. They may say things that are a little...
Especially libertarian.
Stumbly and weird. It's everybody. You know, it really is everybody. And I don't want people to be uncomfortable. I want them to ask me questions. So, you know, no big deal.
Well, regardless of how it is that you feel you're different from others, whether it's the color of your skin,
your
political beliefs or whatever, if you love liberty, you're going to find a built-in community here already in New Hampshire. Wherever you're coming from, whatever, you know, your belief as far as other things, if you care about freedom and you love liberty, you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. There is a built-in community of people who are waiting to be your friend. They're waiting to get to know you. They're waiting to, you know, to be part of your life. And it's an amazing community that I think there's nothing like it.
I want to pour some cold water on that when we get back from the break. Because
really?
I think it's important to say that, but I think it's important to also present the opposite side of that as well.
Which would be what?
That there are some people that don't necessarily want to be your friend, but they will pretend to be.
Okay, well, there's a bunch of people, right?
Yeah,
so
there's a
not
lot of people.
Not everybody's going
to
be your friend.
I just think that
of 1,000
we need
people,
to be realistic.
There's a chance that some of them aren't going to like you, right? 855-450-FREE. We can talk about that coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.